This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Discuss that good English. We will discuss it with Dr. Ron Hoffman. Don't necessarily think of Google as a medical concern, but come up with a rather interesting plan that could detect all kinds of things going on in your body. See if Ron thinks it will work. That's coming up in a few minutes later on. This is a very, would you say this is a varied hour, Richie?
We try to make all the hours though varied.
I guess I'm talking to myself. Seven after.
What else is new?
There's Jennifer.
I'm here with you.
Jennifer Horn is here with me and with you. Ken Kessler is here. And somewhere McFadden is
standing right here.
Oh, you're standing there? Mm-hmm. Why is you sitting down?
Right next to you. Because every now and then I like to stand.
Really?
Yeah. The little ball.
Yeah. All right. This is a story right out of Rich's playbook.
On.
Yeah.
Bring it.
A Minneapolis ad agency encouraging employees to fill out their timesheets with a machine that trades a completed worksheet for a free glass of beer.
I'm in.
Company is called...
What's wrong with that?
Tap Server. They seek employees. They want to scan their key cards, the system verifying the worker's timesheet. Apparently, they haven't been doing a good job filling out the timesheet, so they decided that they, if in fact they were doing it correctly, they'd be rewarded with their choice of beer from their multi-keg beer deployment.
The bane of my existence is doing the monthly timesheets for the payroll. I am going to absolutely adopt this policy because when somebody punches in and then forgets to punch out,
so annoying. You have to take it down.
It is so
just
annoying.
Don't pay. Him, that's all.
Well,
you can't.
Really? Some law against it?
You can't, eventually, you're going to have to pay him, and it's better. Right? It's easier to just get it out of the way than it is to carry it over to the next month.
You'll be happy to know, Richie, timesheet completion at this company has improved by 90%.
I'm all over it.
Of course.
They put this.
I am all over it.
Into
it. I'm going to adopt this. I like.
Really?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, where would you do wine at your place, Jennifer?
Case the beer to the person
all over the place
who has no flaws in their timesheet each month.
A case of beer? A
case of beer.
You think Paradis is going to go for that?
I don't care.
Huh?
It's $10. I think he'll be up.
Right.
A case of beer is only $10.
$20.
Really?
Okay. I don't know what kind of beer you're drinking. I think it's a sixer of Coors Light for $6.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
A six pack, yes.
For $6, it's a buck a bottle. Bucket
can? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, then that's the cheap stuff.
Really?
The stuff I buy is $10 to $14 a six-pack.
Okay, an unmanned NASA rocket. Well, it was actually not a NASA rocket. They contracted. The contractor apparently must have been left over from 1986. When did the Challenger thing go down? Remember, how many people remember the name of the company that provided the O-rings? Anybody remember?
No clue.
That from January of 1986?
The geek that you are, you will.
I remember it was a thiamine something or other. Remember, Kenny, check me out on this, will you? A Merkall M. The company began with Merck or M. And thiacol, Morton thiacol. See if my mind is right. Somebody, I'm just working it through my mind. See if I'm right. Morton thiacol. Anyway, that's not the news. The news is that an unmanned NASA rocket burst into flames yesterday along the eastern Virginia coast, causing a huge fireball. You see some of the
it was
videos.
Massive
rocket cargo space to like 200 million bucks or something, right? Supplies for the space station.
$20 million, yeah.
All right, so tell us the story of where the engines came from this rocket.
So this rocket was going with supplies for the Russian space station.
No, it's not the Russian space station.
The International Space Station. Okay.
Yeah.
And the rockets on this thing, the boosters,
yeah,
refurbished Russian motors on it. Rockets.
Rockets.
You used reefer, and I guess that makes sense. I mean, the rockets fall off, they go back down to the ocean.
Well, they used to do that with all the Challenger engines were always refurbished every time they were used.
But just to think that, and I don't think that's as big a deal to me as to think that NASA is contracting a company that's using Russian rockets.
Yeah.
What happened to GE? Don't they build rockets?
Yep, they do. General Electric does. The company, Boeing does. There's a company called Pratt & Whitney.
Right.
Rolls-Royce. All of those companies build those kind of engines. So why are we using...
Refurbished
has the
Russian
question,
rockets.
What's the answer? Why are we using... So the Russians are not exactly our best pals these days.
This thing gets, I don't know, 100 feet, 50 feet off of the launch pad.
Boom.
And it realizes that the refurbished Russian rockets are going bad, and it hits self-destruct mode.
Yeah.
Boom.
Knocks itself out.
And all that money goes up in flames.
$200 million. Yep, adios. Goodbye.
Now, obviously, the bonus here being it was just metal and time and money.
It's taxpayer money.
Is it taxpayer money?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, it's NASA contracted, yes.
Yeah, hello. It's going to bring stuff up to the International Space Station. That's a product of all the governments that are involved.
Yesterday, a small private plane, like a Cessna, was flying just outside of the boundaries of where you can be. And the guy was taking video, from his cell phone video, from the airplane, a couple miles out. It was spectacular to see. Yep. I mean, it was amazing to see.
Pretty amazing stuff. All right, speaking of amazing stuff, when you hear Dr. Ron Hoffman and I discussing this new announcement from Google as to how in the next 4 or 5 years your body may be eligible for using the capsule. And then there's a device that you wear.
It's a capsule with nanotechnology in it.
Yeah.
That can track
pretty amazing
tumors in your body.
Right. Well, other thing, pretty much everything going on in your
That's
body.
That's amazing.
So we'll find out whether Ron thinks this is a good idea or not. Dr. Ron Hoffman, next on Good Day.
I'd say 10, 4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
October.
Terry Wheat.
Ooh, Terry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
That's crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
He's go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company. Boston Adams. Get responsibly.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me to dose today.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
All right, 16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and I have Dr. Ron Hoffman, who has a newsletter entitled Intelligent Medicine, which I would say is a very good, very, very good description of what comes when you sign up for this Intelligent Medicine newsletter every single week. You'll get the latest information on not the usual stuff, and this is not all full of Ebola. This is for one of the things I thought was most applicable here on the good side was Ron's effort to help you understand how to prevent things like Ebola, or how to, in your body's mind, how about making it as healthy as possible? How about building up your immune system? You can get the keys to that at Intelligent Medicine, the newsletter from Dr. Hoffman. You sign up for it at drhoffman.com. Okay, so here's this Google announcement yesterday about this nanoparticle project that could detect cancer in your blood. What say you about this? This looks like something maybe in effective use in 4 or 5 years. Would you look to Google normally for something like this? I guess you look to Google for anything these days.
Well, you know, it's interesting because there's a lot of advancements on the cancer detection front. You know, our cancer detection is extremely poor. We have much better tools in terms of cardiovascular prevention. We can do tests to see if your arteries are blocked, if you're about to get a heart attack. When it comes to cancer, we have a few tests. You know, pap smear, pretty good. Colonoscopy, pretty good. Mammograms, not so great. PSA, even that's controversial.
Yeah.
But we're going to see a really quantum leap forward in our ability to detect cancer with new blood tests, urine tests, non-invasive tests. We may not even need colonoscopies in the future. We may be able to just do a simple poop test with DNA detection.
Isn't there something now? I talked about this the other day, how there is some kind of new, and some of the people I was talking to poo-pooed it, if you'll pardon the pun.
Once you start, you can't stop.
Yeah, I know. It's awful. I don't know who's the worst influence, you or me. Anyway, the essence of what this test is basically just suggesting you're going to be able to take something and it'll look at it, it's self-administered. It's a lot easier than sticking a television tube up your butt. Yep. But whether it's effective or not, that's the question. And so that would be my question about this. It's premature, but it certainly looks good on the surface, does it not?
Well, yeah, it's a little bit like that. You know that old movie, Fantastic Voyage?
Yeah.
Where they shrank the people and then they like chewed around the
blood
body.
Stream, yeah.
That's sort of what it is. You know, nanoparticles, tiny particles that may move around.
Wasn't Raquel Welch one of them that was in there?
Exactly. Yeah. Except this one will
not. I don't remember that.
I don't think they can miniaturize her yet.
Okay, so anyway.
I won't go there with the measurements.
The Google, thank you. So with this Google thing, as you look at it, it makes perfect sense, does it not?
Well, yeah. I mean, this is just one among many methods for detecting cancer. There could be blood tests. You know, right now we rely on single blood tests. Like, we measure one thing. In the future, because of computers, we'll be able to measure 20 things at once. And then we'll do computer analysis.
One of the things that we've been talking about this week also is this young 30-year-old woman who's become a billionaire because she came up with this prick test of that you can analyze 70 things now instead of the
with a single
vials
drop of blood.
Vials of blood with just a drop of blood.
Exactly. It's virtually instantaneous. A single drop of blood. People may be able to do blood tests in the future with their iWatch. You know, just drop a, you know, have an attachment.
But can't you ask for this now? If you went into your office, for example, do you have that technology, or are people going to start asking for it?
We still draw tons and tons of blood. You know, patients in the hospital, we routinely exsanguinate them. We virtually suck their blood out using excess amounts every day, morning, noon, night, to recheck this, that, and the other thing. And people end up anemic because of that. Right. We really need some improvements on that front.
So that's where this woman's invention comes in.
That's going to be a real breakthrough. That's like a huge paradigm shift.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we've got that. I guess we need a minute on Ebola.
Yeah.
This is the fear is ridiculous here. One person has died, not even an American in our country.
It's crazy. It's so paradoxical because on the one hand, it's why does it seem so hard, you know, with this guy who was exposed to everyone, the guy who died, Duncan.
Yeah.
Nobody except the health workers, a couple of health workers came in contact with him, got sick. His family didn't get sick. All the people in the, you know, the community that he was around, they didn't get sick. So what's up with that? They now believe that the Ebola virus could survive on surfaces for 50 hours or more. So how come more people aren't getting sick? It's very mysterious.
Yeah.
I think we just don't know enough about it.
You know? Meanwhile, Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, says to the nurse, he made sure she was encapsulated, if you will, quarantined. I'm going to sue you. And Chris says, go ahead.
Get in line.
Yeah. We ordered takeout for you.
the interesting thing I heard this week is that the Nigerians who would see the health workers come in their suits were sure that they were space people coming to harvest their organs.
Right.
And that's why they were having such trouble. So they had to redo the whole kind of plan to let these people know that they were there to help.
Dr. Ron Hoffman on Good Day.
Hi. Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. And it's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Was I on the air when I said that?
Yeah.
Okay. We were just wanted to play a Halloween song, so we went with Warren Zevon, and we were just laughing. If you listen to this, and how much it sounds just like Kid Rock's new song this past summer.
I got news for you. That was about 5 summers ago.
Yeah. Right. But it's not Werewolves of London.
No, it's not.
No,
it's
but
actually,
he sampled it.
It's actually a ripoff of Sweet Home Alabama.
Really?
Yeah, but he doesn't give any credit to Warren Zevon.
What about playing the... What is it? What is... play that song, too. I don't know the beginning of that song.
The Kid Rock song?
No, the other song.
Sweet Home Alabama? Well, here's Alabama. Here's Kid Rock.
It's summertime in northern Michigan.
And then there's the Sweet Home Alabama lick. So where this is genius is he actually ripped off Werewolves of London and Sweet Home Alabama and had a monster hit with it.
How do you, who's kind of, what mind comes up with a combo like that?
It's genius.
Is he a druggie?
He probably used to be. Maybe not anymore. He grew up.
Smokes a little pot.
Right. I would give him this. I just saw him at Jazz Fest. Really fun concert. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go back to Warren Zevon since it's Halloween week. 25 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Our poll today, how old is too old for trick or treating? Is it 14, 15, 16, 17, or you're never too old for trick or treating? Come on, will you please? 14 is even too old.
I think 14 is about it.
Really? Yeah, it's a little less. 14 even.
Yeah, that's about the cutoff we get in our neighborhood.
Yeah. How many people do you expect to serve at your house on Friday night?
A lot, because it's Friday night. I'm going to stock up, because I think I'm going to get a lot, yeah.
I bought two big BJ's bags of a variety
really?
Of candy, yeah. We'll get 100 kids.
Wow. Kenny, what about you? You're up on a hill. Nobody comes up to you, do they?
We might get a dozen.
A dozen, that's it.
How many do you get, Dougie? On
none.
The farm.
I have a big sign, no trespassing.
Keep out, jerk.
Yeah, right. Don't go down the hole. Yeah, don't go go down to old man Steffen's place. He won't give you anything good.
Will get you.
Right.
Our poll yesterday at DougSteffen.com. Do you decorate your house for Halloween?
Yes.
31% said no, but I do give out candy. Let's see here. 24% said nope, I don't celebrate Halloween. There you go, Richie. 22% of you who responded to the poll at DougSteffen.com said, of course, decorate my house for Halloween.
See, when I was a kid, they didn't have the, you know, if you're offering candy, keep the porch light on.
Yeah.
If you decide not to offer candy, turn your porch light off, because we would have egged you if you turned your porch light off.
Oh, nice. 14% said we used to when our children were small. 13% said, of course. Said sometimes they decorate for Halloween. Let's see here. 6% said only because our children are little. What else do we have?
This song spooks me out. Morris the Spider by The Who.
Yeah. I don't think I know this.
When they do that,
Morris the Spider.
This. Listen.
Wow. The song I represent that has a Who in the name of the group is the Guess Who, Clap for the Wolfman.
Love me some Clap for the Wolfman.
That's actually a pretty good Halloween tune. Clap for the Wolfman. Remember the Guess Who?
Yep.
A lot of pop hits. Very good stuff. Clap
for love it. Oh, whoa. Look what we got here. Hold
on, man.
You're the devil.
Am I? There we go.
Love it.
Imagine having all these people on stage for a Halloween concert back in the day. 28 after the hour on the Good Day program.
Can our pets get Ebola? Here are the facts. I'm Risa Jill Miller. With the news surrounding the Ebola outbreak, it's sometimes hard to separate fact from fiction. Dr. Ron DeHaven, CEO of the American Veterinary Medical Association, is here to set the record straight.
The chance of a dog or a cat being exposed to the Ebola virus in the United States is extremely low, just as the risk is extremely low for people in the U.S. There have actually been no reports of dogs or cats getting sick from Ebola.
Doctor, should we be worried?
This particular situation, as it is in the United States, is reason for caution and concern, but certainly not a reason for panic. We have appropriate measures in place, and the incidence in a couple of people does not put the population at large at risk. So it's time to be cautious, but no time for panic.
For more information about Ebola and keeping pets safe, visit avma.org/Ebola.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than Decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat. Engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me to dose today.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip. Literally. We were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage, as well as provide liability protection. Visit Geico.com today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasian. We are GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Stephen Dudley, to my friends and family, and some of you if you care to share. Jennifer Horn is here, along with Ken Kessler and Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio. If you call 888-302-DOUG, you'll encounter Michael Fortier, and it's an encounter.
It's a joy.
It'll be the highlight of your day, I assure you.
It'll be the highlight of your day.
And his.
Yep.
Which doesn't say much.
So. He loves to chat, so if you have any questions, very chatty, call him and talk with him.
Hello.
The inventor of the game Operation cannot afford to pay for a real-life operation, and his friends in the game industry have launched a crowdfunding effort to try to help him out. We're going to talk with the fellow who has led that charge. Tim Walsh joins us in a few minutes to tell that story here on Good Day. Meanwhile, there are problems in Ferguson, Missouri. Wow. Who'd have believed that there are problems in Ferguson? The police chief there, apparently, although he says he's not. No, well, he didn't say he wasn't. He says, nobody, my bosses haven't asked me to resign. But the story is that he's going in order to reform the police department there. There are a lot of people who have been trying to push this guy. His name is Thomas Jackson out because he's done a horrible job. By all accounts, or most accounts that I've seen, any of the reading into what went on there over the last 10, 15 years, I don't know how long he's been the police chief, but lots and lots of questions that are unanswered, and maybe by his being dispatched, that'll take care of that. Lava creeping toward a lot of homes on the Big Island in Hawaii. Those of you who love Hawaii, I'm determined to go to Hawaii this winter, Jennifer. one way or the other. Spend a little bit of time there. We have two radio stations now, not one, but two on the various islands. So it's a good reason for me to go over there and visit the stations and maybe, just maybe enjoy a little of what is, in my mind, one of the most pleasant places I have ever visited on this planet. It is beautiful there. But a lot of residents in one of the rural communities on the Big Island say that they are evacuating because of the lava that continues to flow. It's creeping towards some of the homes only yards away. Can you imagine just looking out of your window?
I took one down last night, actually.
It cooked a house last night, yeah. But can you imagine looking out your window and seeing this stuff? It's basically
creeping.
What's hardest for people to imagine is that this is rock and how hot it has to get before rock melts. It's something that can't survive on the surface. That's why when it comes out, it hardens right away. But in essence, when you think about the sun or you think about some of the other gaseous planets, most planets actually are made out of gas. And the temperatures at the core of these planets are so hot. You can't imagine the sun, for example. Imagine how hot it is if it powers our universe with heat and light. Can you imagine? That it's something that's bright enough to give us what we see every day. That's light. That's 93 million miles away. It gives us the ability to see a nuance. I found a tick on Charlotte yesterday that was the size of a pinhead almost. But I could see it because of the light that comes from the sun 93 million miles away. Now, translate that to what's going on at the inner core of our planet. The heat, the compression, the gases. Can you imagine you bore down in 12,000 miles? 12,000 miles to the center of the Earth. Remember those old movies, Journey to the Center of the Earth?
Mm-hmm.
And the one that was, what, about 10 years ago? Who's that good actress that Hilary Swank was in that with a bunch of other good actors, but it was kind of a foolish. It was a fun movie. This machine goes into the middle of the Earth to save the Earth from destructing or whatever the heck it was. But you get an idea of just the heat. Well, so that stuff cooks, and every once in a while, a volcano is like a pimple. And on your face, it explodes, and out comes stuff that's from the core of the Earth. And it's so hot.
Anybody else want to blow a little? Ugh.
What do you mean?
Just talked about a pimple erupting.
Well, that's what it is. A mountain that has a volcano is like the pimple erupting and all the stuff that's inside.
They
comes
say
out.
The.
You're a poet.
Thank you for that, yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Believed to consist of iron nickel alloy and to be approximately the same, the inner core of the Earth that I'm talking about, the same temperature as the surface of the sun, which is approximately 5,700 Kelvin. Thank you.
Not Celsius and Celsius. There's an echo. I just told you that. You didn't believe me? You had to go research it because you didn't believe me.
No, you didn't say it was 5,700 degrees.
No, fess up. You didn't
believe
what I told you, so you went to check it out.
Exactly.
You thought I was so full of a story, I just made
you
it all
You may not
up.
Realize this yet, even though I told you, but everybody sitting here with us doesn't realize it. Everything that comes out of your mouth, I check. Every single thing.
Isn't that sweet?
I have seven tabs open up in my browser right now. Right. And tab number seven is the fact check Doug tab.
That's very nice.
Everything that comes out of your mouth, I check.
Okay, then check this out. This is the second anniversary of Hurricane Sandy. You want to check that out?
I believe that.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, he believes that. She believes that. Okay. All right. So, we didn't talk really much about the World
Series. By the way, the lava is 2,000 degrees.
Oh, Richie.
Did you say that?
Oh, my God.
I'm checking you out. Hurricane Sandy was October 31st, 2012. Yeah.
President Obama taking a break today.
Well, he's been working hard.
I don't need to check that out.
I've been working so hard. He's going to campaign for candidates. Really?
They don't even want him, though. Come on.
Who in the close races for governor?
There are Wisconsin. There are several districts in Wisconsin where there are close races. And I don't know why there are close races, because apparently one of the districts he's going to be campaigning in, when he ran last time for president, he got 99.2% of the vote.
Really?
So that's a safe bet to have him in that district.
Okay.
Why do you need him, though?
Yeah.
If that's the case.
Right. It's still I think the big voting story of the day today is the situation that exists with these calibration issues. Maryland, another state where they've been testing the voting machines.
My friends and I.
R and it comes up D. Yeah. How the hell is that? Unless that's a rigged.
So,
gotta check it out.
I'm reading the stories because all my friends, you know, because I'm from Maryland and I'm trying to get all my friends to vote one way or the other. And, you know, we're all going back and forth all these stories.
You want them to vote your way.
Well, actually, to be fair, I posted whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, check your vote after you hit the ticket.
Uh-huh.
Because it's not calibrated properly.
Right.
So reading the story about this, the election board basically says, in the end, it's voter error.
Yeah.
Even though of the 20 machines they tested yesterday, they took 8 of them out of service. Why would you take 8 machines out of service if it's voter error?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It isn't voter error.
No.
Idiot.
No.
It's the machines.
Right. Yeah, and how is it that they... This is not the only place this has happened, though. There have been other tests in other states where the same thing is happening. R becomes D.
Right.
The vote for an R becomes
Chicago
a D.
Chicago was one of them.
Oh, of course, in Chicago. What the hell do you think is going to happen in Chicago?
Oh, I don't know that your vote counts. I don't I don't understand why more people don't get upset about this.
Chicago,
I mean, this is our
Venezuela.
Vote. It is the most important thing that we own as Americans is our vote. And people
don't
even care.
Because they're not getting civics being taught to them in school.
Well, I mean, I'm going to call my mother, and everybody should call anybody.
Everybody should call his mother.
Call your mother.
Well, I'm going to call my mom because my mom.
Mommy.
Check your vote.
Mommy.
Check after you hit it, check your vote.
Yep. All right, let's see if we can help people with another problem. This is maybe not quite as serious a problem, but I know a lot of folks who are concerned about the bags and puffiness under their eyes. They don't need to be there, and thanks to GenuCell, you can get rid of them. Naturally, without surgery, GenuCell, G-E-N-U-C-E-L. Yes, I am selling you GenuCell, which is a result of scientific therapeutic experiments finding this serum that doesn't feel like water, doesn't feel like oil, it doesn't feel like anything you've ever touched before. Put it on the bags, the puffiness around your eyes, the lines. It'll extract the water, smooth out your face. It's like magic. It's like a miracle, and it works. Just try it for a couple of weeks. You'll be amazed. The puffiness will be gone. The face will light up again. Here's how you get GenuCell so you don't have to worry about wrinkles and facial lines anymore. 800-543-9262. It is like magic. It's like a miracle. It really is. It takes the water out. So the puffiness. Somebody send a jar of this to Bill Clinton. GenuCell.
What?
Works fast. 800-543-9262. That's why people will remember what I just said, because we all visualize what Bill Clinton's eyes look like. And when I say send a jar to Bill Clinton, you all know what I'm talking about. So
he doesn't get much sleep, wink, wink.
800-543-9262. Order GenuCell right now.
You see that Monica Lewinsky out again this week.
Mention Doug Steffen, and you'll get the legendary Esotique Wrinkle Treatment free with your order of GenuCell. 800-543-9262 for the most universal, most beneficial way to treat facial lines, wrinkles from the eyes to all over your face. 800, two products for the price of one. 800-543-9262.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. Or we were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage, as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than Decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. What else, bait block based on no choice lab tests? Time for me for those today.
The new Happy Pill is sweeping the nation. Over 1 million Well Tabs have now been sold. And if you're ready to feel more confident and positive, our sponsor, Well Tabs, is giving away another 50 free bottles today to our listeners. Call now, 800-457-9751. The powerful herbs and plant extracts in Well Tabs are used separately around the world to reduce symptoms of stress, and they're giving 50 free bottles to our listeners. Do you feel worn out, overwhelmed, angry, nervous, or weak? Do you worry too much about money, your health, or what people think about you? The ingredients in Well Tabs support a positive mood and can help you feel relaxed, stronger, and more confident, both physically and emotionally. So if you want to feel less stressed, to be healthier and happier, just call right now before today's 50 free bottles reserved for our listeners are gone. Call 800-457-9751. 800-457-9751. 800-457-9751.
And now another Staples business tip. Upgrading everyone's technology can make your business more productive.
Hey, Phil, can you wrap it up? I need to use the laptop there.
You got it, Frank.
Hey, I called dibs on the laptop.
Excuse me, I put my request in yesterday.
Too bad.
My title is CFO, which stands for Computer Frank Only.
Phil, you are a...
Make that a lot more productive.
For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day.
14 before the hour. Doug Sheffin's Good Day program. Richie,
we just had an amazing realization on this
show. We really did. Hold on to your seats.
Yeah. No offense to our guest here, but Doug is just like, I don't even know the game operation.
What?
And we were all in shock. How could you not know the game operation?
I didn't play games when I was a kid.
Okay, but what about with your children, Daddy?
Right. You never bought your kids any games?
No.
This was right down your kids' alley.
Not my kids' Brooks.
The most popular game when your kids were young.
Yeah, operation.
It would have been smarter with operation.
So maybe what I'll do is I'll get, can we still get this game?
Oh, yeah.
I have
one
at home. Megan as her shower present.
My kids play it.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. You can't give it as a shower because the kid can't play it for like 5 years.
Well, but she can have it on hand.
Okay.
And then she'll think I'm smart and I know what's going on.
Right.
She really knows differently. John Spinello.
Oh, John, help us.
Is the original creator of the game Operation, which he sold for $500 50 years ago. My God. This guy, this is
pop culture history. He sold the rights to it for $500.
$500,
right.
Yep, right, exactly. But now, he's 77 years old. He needs $25,000 of oral surgery. Can't afford to pay for it. So friends of his, like Tim Walsh, are working to get some money through a crowd fund to get an operation. Tim, welcome to Good Day.
Good morning. I'm going to get you a... autographed operation game.
Are you good?
That would be awesome.
That's
awesome.
That would be very cool. Thank you. I love that. So you're helping out this fellow. How do you know Mr. Spinello?
I wrote a book called Timeless Toys in 2004, and I met John by looking up his name on a patent. I knew he lived in Chicago, and I called every Spinello I could find, and about the fourth call, I found him. And quickly heard that he sold the game for $500 and never made any more money on it. And I was astounded by how unbitter he was. He just was, clearly disappointed, but he was not bitter. He collected Operation neckties and anything with the logo, and he was just happy that it gave so much joy to so many kids. So,
yeah.
Incredible guy.
Wow. All right. So now, fast forward, he's been doing a lot of this stuff through his life, but he hasn't saved money. He's 77 years old. What's wrong with him?
He needs some dental work. He got quotes on dental implants. He needs some teeth pulled. We've remained friends. I was over at his house with another friend of mine, Peggy Brown, who helped me with the CrowdRise campaign. And he said, Medicare doesn't pay for dental work, so it's about $25,000. I said, John, the 50th anniversary of the game's coming. You're such a sweet guy. Let's try to get the fans of Operation to pay for it. And he was reluctant because he's kind of a private guy, but we twisted his arm, and it's just been amazing.
So this is basically a crowdfunding campaign.
Yeah, exactly. My thought was, geez, if every person that ever played the game just gave him a $3 thank you, he'd right. make $1 million, you know?
Right. Well, he deserves it.
But we put it at $25,000. That's the quote he got from the oral surgeon, and I think we're going to blow past that.
Well, I tell you what I'm going to do, because we're running a little tight on time here. I'm going to invite you, if you have some time in about 20 minutes, I want to have you come back again, and because the next hour of the program focuses on things like crowdfunding, helping people figure out how to get money for.
And I'd love to see this guy make $1 million and have a retirement fund.
Yeah. All right, so we'll call you back in about 20 minutes or so. All right, Tim?
Hold on 1 second, Tim. We'll have somebody talk to you.
Hold on a second. Tim Walsh, the crowdfunding campaign for John Spinello here on Good Day.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving, 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Brains secrete a neurotransmitter and enables us to deal with them. Come on.
I don't think I have that particular neurotransmitter.
Don't bug me. Don't bug me. I'm better left alone.
Honey, we're in the living room. We need you to kill a spider.
My world. Yeah, that's right. I'm bad.
So, you may recognize Jimmy Buffett's voice here, Don't Bug Me, from the movie Arachnophobia, which was the number one Halloween movie of 1990. Scary. I just saw the previews and it gave me the willies. Ay, all about spiders, big ones, small ones, although the song
itself. Scared about spiders? I mean, you live on a farm.
I know, but that doesn't mean that I like spiders and snakes. I don't like spiders and snakes. Anyway,
but that ain't what it takes to love you, right?
Right, Richie. Jimmy Buffett bringing the song, though, would lead me to believe this was sort of a funny little...
Sure.
When you guys... Funny little...
I'm glad somebody got that.
A what?
Chugger, you want to save me from a fate worse than being stung by a spider?
I like that movie. John Goodman was really fun as the Exterminator. And at the time, that was released by one of his Disney subsidiaries, I believe, Buena Vista.
Yeah.
And they advertised it as dramedy, which means half drama, half comedy. And it sort of perplexed audiences with that marketing campaign. Didn't do as well as the studio thought it would do.
Well, but if you listen to the lyric line, you understand Jimmy Buffett doesn't do much of anything except if it's tongue-in-cheek. And he lent his voice in the song to this. It had to give you some kind of a clue.
And John Goodman. I mean, yeah, he's a giveaway, but right, still, exactly. Yeah, it was confusing.
Yep. All right, our video of the day, Chucker, I don't know if you saw this or not, we re-imaged one of the scariest movies of all time, The Shining. There's some audio here. We're going to play a little of it, but you got to see the video of the day. Actually, it was yesterday's video, the re-imaging of The Shining. Can you imagine it as a romantic comedy?
Writing project.
He's a writer looking for inspiration.
Lots of ideas. No good ones.
Meet Danny.
Mommy,
he's a kid looking for a dad.
You hardly anybody to play with around here.
Dad! What's up, Doc?
Jack just can't finish his book.
I don't want to sound melodramatic, but there's no way to make it economically feasible.
Here's to 5 miserable months.
But now, sometimes, what we need the most is just around the corner.
I'm your new foster father.
I'd do anything.
So check it out. Chucker has movie news for 60 seconds on Good Day.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money. So I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance,
which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
And now, another Staples business tip. Upgrading everyone's technology can make your business more productive.
Hey, Phil, can you wrap it up? I need to use the laptop there.
You got it, Frank.
Hey, I called dibs on the laptop.
Excuse me, I put my request in yesterday.
Too bad.
My title is CFO, which stands for Computer Frank Only.
Phil, you are a...
Make that a lot more productive.
For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
Hi, Chucker. Details of movie news, pal.
More superheroes, Doug. Yesterday, Marvel Studios announced plans for 9 superhero films now till 2019. Mm-hmm. Beside the Avengers 2, which comes out next summer, they plan on doing 2 more Avengers sequel, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Captain Marvel, and Black Panther. Chadwick Boseman, who played Jackie Robinson in the movie 42, signed on to play that role. Again, like I've been saying, the superhero trend looks like it's here to stay, at least for the next decade. One other bit of news. I saw the trailer in theaters to Exodus, Ridley Scott's new sort of semi-remake of the Ten Commandments with Christian Bale. The scale is massive, especially on the big screen, but there's something missing with Charlton Heston not saying, "Let my people go." And without Charlton Heston, I just think it's going to be a hard...
It's hard to bring Charlton back from his present state, though.
No, I understand that.
Anyway, that would be take. I'd go see that, I think.
I would, too.
He's a good actor and good story. Chuck Curry has the good news from the world of movies for us every day at this time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.